Welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive, where we like to take a look at one single source and try and really like pull out everything we can from it.
Really squeeze it dry.
Yeah, you know.
Get all the juice out of that source.
Yeah, get all the juice out of it. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So today's going to be a little bit different. We have a very, very short source.
Just sweet.
Yeah, short and sweet. It is just a little text snippet that somebody pasted.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to see what we can make of this.
All right. I love that challenge.
All right. So are you ready to see what it is?
Lay it on me.
All right. Here it is. Nigdiger Tyson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So first reaction.
Yeah. First reaction's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Obviously, we can see it's a misspelling of Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
But the inclusion of that racial slur is obviously very jarring.
Right. And, you know, I think a lot of people would see that and immediately think, oh, this person is racist. Like,
yeah,
that was intentional.
Right. And it's very possible that it was intentional. We're going to talk about that.
Right.
But I think there are other possibilities, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, what if this person just genuinely has no idea how to spell Neil deGrasse Tyson's name and, you know.
Yeah. I mean, everyone makes typos.
Yeah.
But you would think if you were going to write his name, you know, post it somewhere publicly, you would at least Google it first.
Right. Just to make sure.
To double check.
Yeah.
Especially a name like that. You know, it's not an easy spelling.
Right. Yeah. It's not like John Smith. You know, where...
Exactly. Yeah. So the fact that they misspelled it in this particular way, including that slur, does make you wonder what was going on in their head.
Right. And you know, internet kind of gives people this shield, right? Like, you can be anonymous.
Absolutely. It's like this mask that people can hide behind.
Right. And so maybe they say things that they would never say to someone's face.
Right. That's what we call de-individuation.
Right.
You lose your sense of individual responsibility when you're part of a crowd, or in this case, behind a screen.
Right. It's like mob mentality almost.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's easier to be impulsive, aggressive, even when you don't feel like you're accountable for your actions.
So someone might feel comfortable using that kind of language online when they would never use it in person.
Right, because there's a disconnect. They don't see the person on the other side of the screen as a real human being with feelings.
Right, and I think that's where context becomes really important. You know,
absolutely.
We don't know where this snippet came from. Like, was this a comment on a YouTube video? Was this a post on some obscure forum?
Was this a text message to someone? What was the relationship there?
Right. Was this like a joke between friends?
And I even hesitate to say that because I don't think racial slurs are ever funny. But
right,
that's a possibility, too, that this was some attempt at dark humor that went very wrong.
Right. And, you know, that kind of speaks to the broader issue of how things can be easily misinterpreted online. You know?
Absolutely.
I mean, even without any malicious intent, you know, a poorly worded phrase or a joke taken out of context can lead to a lot of trouble.
It happens all the time. A screenshot goes viral. People start jumping to conclusions without knowing the full story.
Right. And it can ruin lives.
Yeah. It's a really important thing to remember.
So this snippet, as uncomfortable as it is, kind of brings up a lot of important questions about how we communicate online.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a few words, but it really gets you thinking about the power of language.
Yeah. So what are your final thoughts on all of this?
Well, I think this deep dive, even though it was focused on just this tiny little snippet of text, really reveals how complex online communication is and how much we need to be careful about the language we use and how we interpret the language of others.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be mindful of the context and the potential for misinterpretation. And most importantly, we need to be more empathetic. You know, remember that there's a human being on the other side of the screen.
Right. And so for our listener, you know, as you're out there navigating the digital world,
yeah,
think about how you can promote more thoughtful and nuanced communication online. And how you can maybe create spaces where respect and understanding are the norm, not the exception.
What?
So keep that question in mind. And until next time, happy diving.
Happy diving.